The Deep Blue Sea. The play is set in London in the year 1952. The Deep Blue Sea.
Mrs. Elton? Mrs. Elton?
Yes, Mr. Welsh?
I think it's coming from here.
From number three? I've just come up. Philip, what's the matter?
Escape of gas, darling. Don't light a match or anything, will you?
It's not us, I know that.
No, it's in here.
Can't you get an answer, Mr. Welsh? Here, let me try. Mr. Page? Mrs. Page? It's all right, I've got the pass key. Ooh, it's here all right. They must have left something on. Out the sunlight on a lovely day like this.
Careful, Mrs. Elton. Put something over your mouth.
Oh, it's not as bad as that. Coming from the kitchen, I expect. Left his cooker on all night, I shouldn't be surprised.
Shall I come in and help you? My God. Mrs. Elton, come here, quickly.
It's not in the kitchen here.
No, it's Mrs. Page, here by the gas fire. Quick, get a doctor or someone.
She's not dead, is she?
I don't know. I don't think so. I can't turn this gas cap off.
Here, let me. It is off. It wasn't on.
It must have been.
It's the meter, then. It must have switched itself off at the meter.
Help me get it to the window. You take a feet.
Mm. Oh, the poor thing. Why did she have to go and do it?
Let's get into this chair. Let me turn it round and face the window. All right, I've got her.
Philip, you in there?
Yes, don't come in.
We'll be late for the office.
You go on. Tell them I'll get there as soon as I can.
Is anything wrong?
I said not to come in.
Has Mrs. Page tried to gas herself?
Yes.
She's breathing.
Where's the nearest doctor?
Dr. Brown. No, he's on his holiday. I know. Mr. Miller. I'll get him.
Mr. Miller upstairs, you mean?
Yes.
Mr. Miller!
But he's not a doctor.
Mr. Miller!
She's hysterical, Philip. Mr. Miller's not a doctor.
See this. Aspirin. Empty.
Oh, Lord, she must have wanted to dope herself before the gas had any effect.
The gas was off. The tap was turned on, but the gas was off. It must have run out in the meter.
Where's her husband?
I don't know.
We ought to get hold of him somehow.
Yes, but how?
She's opened her eyes. Mrs. Page. Mrs. Page.
Finished. Freddy. Finished.
Mrs. Page, it's all right. Everything's all right now.
You must understand how happy, like sleep, Freddy, sleep. Forgive bad writing. Poor Freddy. Poor darling Freddy.
Oh, don't worry, Mrs. Page. You mustn't worry. You're among friends.
What's the matter?
Oh, Mr. Miller. She came to a moment ago and talked. Oh. She kept on saying Freddy and something about being happy, like sleep.
We found this bottle on the floor.
Oh. Aspirin. We must make sure she stays awake. Mrs. Page. Wake up. How many aspirin did you take? How many?
12.
Where's the bedroom?
In here.
Help me, please. To carry Mrs. Page through.
Righto.
And bring my case, please, young lady.
Yes, of course.
And a glass of hot water, Mrs. Elton.
Yes, straight away.
He seems to know his job, all right. Let's hope it's just attempted suicide.
Of course so. I wonder what made her do it. Freddy, that's her husband, I suppose.
I think so, yes. I've seen his letters downstairs. Frederick Page, Esquire.
I never liked the look of him.
She said, poor darling Freddy. That doesn't sound as if he deserted her.
What's this?
What?
This letter on the mantelpiece. A suicide note.
Who's it addressed to?
Freddy. It's in pencil, very faint. Should we open it?
No, it may be wanted by the police.
Police? Oh, dear, I'd better put it back.
I suppose we ought to ring them up. I wish to God her husband would come. That letter proves he hadn't deserted her. She expected him. Oh, Mrs. Elton, how is she?
He didn't say, but she's looking better. He He's given her an injection of something. That made her sick. I've got to make some black coffee. There's some here ready. I'll just need to warm it up.
Mrs. Elton, we both think we ought to get hold of Mr. Page. Have you any idea where he might be?
No, I can't say I have.
Does he go away often?
Now and then. Not for more than a night, usually.
Where does he work?
I don't know that he does work. Not regularly, that is. He's often here all day, I know that. I believe he's something to do with aeroplanes, or used to be, anyway.
Selling them?
No, flying them, I think. Test pilot, isn't that what they call it?
Yes, you don't know for which company.
No, besides, I tell you, I don't think he's doing it anymore.
She must have some relations in London we could get hold of.
Yes, Mrs. Elton, do you know if Mrs. Page has any relations in London?
No, I can't say I do. Always kept herself very much to herself, Mrs. Page.
She must have had visitors.
Hardly ever. And they always asked for him, not for her.
What were their names?
Can't remember.
Do try and help, Mrs. Elton. This is desperately important. Think hard. Don't you know of anyone connected with Mrs. Page we might get in touch with?
Solicitor? Bank manager?
There is her husband, of course.
Isn't Mr. Page her husband?
What's her real name?
I haven't said anything.
Look, Mrs. Elton, if the police come, it'll all have to come out anyway. You don't need to tell us anything you don't want to, but I do think that if you know her real husband, you ought to ring him up and tell him what's happened.
I don't know her real husband. And what I do know, I promised faithfully I'd never tell a living soul. She told me she hadn't been able to get herself a divorce.
I'm sure I'm right now, Philip. This man Page has deserted her and she had no one to turn to. Well, she's probably quarrelled with her family and her friends have dropped her, most likely.
So you think I ought to tell her husband about this?
Well, yes, Mrs. Elton. It seems to me the only thing to do.
All right. You do it. I wouldn't know how. Her name is Collier, with a Y. And her husband's name's in the papers quite often. She showed me once. Mr. Justice Collier. He's a judge.
Sir William Collier?
That's right. Sir William Collier.
Gosh.
Do you think you dare, Philip?
I don't see why not. Where's the directory? Oh, here we are.
Look, whatever you do, don't tell him you work for the Home Office.
9:15. We ought to get him at his home. Here we are. Collier. William. There are two, but one's in Battersea. Eaton Square, that's the one. Hello? Could I speak to Sir William Collier, please? No, I'd rather not give my name. Just tell him that it's very urgent indeed and that it concerns his wife. His wife. Yes, I'll wait. They're just getting him.
Oh, good.
Hello? Sir William Collier? I'm afraid I have some serious news for you. Your wife has been concerned in an accident. It's rather difficult to tell you that on the phone. Well, if you insist. Gas poisoning and an overdose of drugs. No, but very ill. No, she doesn't know I'm telephoning. He's not here. 27 Weybridge Villas, Ladbroke Grove. Yes, flat number 3, first floor. You'll find the front door open. Yes, there's a doctor. Well, that's to say, she's being given medical attention now. He's coming straight round.
Did he seem upset?
It was rather difficult to tell. He asked if Page was here. Oh, I've rang him up, Mrs. Elton. He's coming round.
I only hope we've done the right thing.
I think we have.
How is she?
Sitting up now. Drank her coffee quite peacefully. Of course, still very weak.
Don't you think we ought to get her a proper doctor?
I've got far more faith in Mr. Miller than in any proper doctor, thank you very much. Well, I haven't started on my haul yet. Give me a shout if I'm wanted, will you?
Yes, righto.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Miller. Will you be wanting me for anything more?
No, Mrs. Elton.
I'll leave this door on the latch.
I live upstairs in number 5. This is my wife.
Oh, yes, yes. Are you friends of hers?
No, my husband found Mrs. Page this morning. We were just waiting around to see if there's anything we can do.
Well, there's nothing you can do. But 60 grains of aspirin are hardly enough to kill a healthy child, and the symptoms of gas poisoning are very slight.
That's because the gas gave out of the meter.
Yes. She couldn't have bungled it worse, could she?
But she did try to kill herself, didn't she?
It would seem so.
What made her do that?
She wanted to die, I suppose.
But mightn't she try to do it again, Doctor?
I am not a doctor.
No. Don't you think she might try to do it again?
I'm not a prophet either. In fact, I make a fairly respectable living out of other people's pretensions to prophecy. Still, if you want me to be a punter for once, I would say that she probably will try again. And try again very soon.
But isn't there anything we can do about it?
No.
Well, there's a callous swine for you.
He's phoning that man. I'm certain he is. Of course she's ill. Of course she needs looking after. Oh, Mrs. Page, ought you to be out of bed?
I came for a cigarette. There was a packet here last night, I think.
Have one of these?
No, I won't smoke yours. I know I brought a packet in with me. Ah, yes. Here they are.
Let me light it for you.
Thank you. You're Mr. Welsh, aren't you? We met downstairs once, do you remember?
Yes, that's right.
And is this Mrs. Welsh?
Yes.
How do you do? Oh, sorry. Do you mind if I sit down? I'm still feeling a little strange.
Yes, of course. Don't you think you ought to go back to bed?
No. I feel much better sitting up, thank you.
You've been very ill, you know.
Oh, no. Just a bit dopey, that's all. Idiotic accident, wasn't it? I'm terribly sorry for all the trouble I've caused.
Oh, that's quite all right.
I don't know how it could possibly have happened. I'd been out to a cinema by myself and I came back here. I remember thinking it was a bit chilly and I turned on the gas fire to light it, and after that, as they say in novels, I knew no more. I couldn't find the matches, I suppose, and the fumes must have put me out.
Lucky for you that you didn't put a shilling in the meter first.
The meter?
Yes, the gas cut off automatically.
Oh. That's what's happened, is it? Yes, that was lucky.
Are you sure you're feeling all right?
Perfectly all right, thank you.
Don't you think you ought to see a proper doctor?
Haven't I just seen a proper doctor?
He's just an amateur bookmaker's clerk or something.
A strange hobby for a bookmaker's clerk. He seemed efficient. Horribly efficient. Look, I'm sure I'm keeping you both and there's really no need to stay. It's been very kind of you.
Well, the fact is, I have something to tell you.
I think...
Are you looking for something?
Yes, I think I left a letter lying around somewhere.
Is this it?
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you. You were going to tell me something, Mr. Welsh.
You may be very angry with me.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. When we found you this morning, you seemed very ill, almost at death's door, in fact. Well, Mr. Page was away, and we didn't know where to get hold of him.
Well, you should have asked me. He's at the King's Head Hotel at Sunningdale.
Are you expecting him back this morning?
No, he's playing golf. I'm a golf widow, you know, Mrs. Welsh. Every weekend I'm deserted. It's shocking. Go on.
Well, I felt it my duty to get in touch with someone, so I'm afraid I took it on myself to ring up Sir William Collier.
What did you tell him?
That there'd been an accident.
Did you give him this address?
Yes, he's coming round.
How soon?
He said at once.
Oh.
I'm sorry if I've done wrong. I couldn't know, you see.
No, you couldn't.
It was mainly my responsibility, Lady Collier. I told Philip he ought to ring up.
Yes, I see. Do you mind not using that name?
I'm sorry.
It was Mrs. Elton who told you.
She slipped it out by accident. I may say your secret is absolutely safe with both Anne and myself.
My guilty secret. That's very kind of you.
Well, I think we must be going. Come along, Anne.
Oh, yes. Goodbye. You've been very kind, and I'm grateful.
Oh, there's no need. Let me know if there's anything I can do, won't you?
Well, there is something you can do. Don't breathe a word of this stupid accident to anyone. To anyone else, that is.
I won't.
Do you know Freddie Page?
No.
Well, if ever you should meet him, you will above all be particularly careful not to mention anything of this to him, won't you? It might... Well, it might alarm him quite unnecessarily.
We won't say a word, either of us.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Page.
Mrs. Elton? Mrs. Elton? Coming, dear?
You're up. I'm sure you shouldn't
be. Mrs. Elton, if Sir William Collier comes, I don't want to see him.
I'm sorry about that. They got it out of me.
Yes, I know.
What shall I tell him?
Anything you like, provided I don't have to see him.
Yes, dear, I understand. Would you like me to make you some more coffee?
No, thank you, Mrs. Elton. There's nothing I want at all.
Whatever possessed you to do a dreadful thing like that?
Whatever possessed me? Oh, the devil, I suppose.
I should just think it was. Are you a Catholic?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that kind of devil. Or is it the same kind? Anyway, when you're between any kind of devil and the deep blue sea sometimes looks very inviting. It did last night.
Now, supposing it had been Mr. Page and not you that we'd found lying there this morning, how would you have felt?
Very, very surprised.
Nothing more?
Oh, yes, a lot more. A whole universe more. But he's not lying there, Mrs. Elton. He's playing golf. And when he comes back from golf, he must know nothing of what happened last night. Do you understand, Mrs. Elton? Nothing.
If that's the way you want it.
That's the way I want it.
It's not money, is it, dear?
No, it's not money.
Because if it is, I was going to say about...
Well, it's very kind of you, Mrs. Elton, and I'm deeply grateful, but I couldn't accept it. I know we owe you a month's rent, but it'll be paid, I promise you, in a day or two. As a matter of fact, I've got someone who's very interested in those two pictures there.
Oh, yes. Very nice. That's a pier, isn't it?
Weymouth Pier.
Oh, yes, you can tell at once. Very clever. How much would you get for a thing like that?
Well, for the two, I'm asking £25.
Are you really? Well, I never... Excuse me asking you, won't you, but is Mr. Page in a job just now?
Not exactly. Not at the moment, but he has interests in the city, you know.
Oh, yes. Well, perhaps he'll get himself something steady soon. It shouldn't be too hard these days.
Mrs. Page?
I'm sorry, sir. Mrs. Page is far too ill.
It's all right, Mrs. Elton. Thank you.
Oh, well, you know best.
Are you all right?
Quite all right.
What happened?
How much did that boy tell you on the telephone?
Enough to spare you the necessity of lying to me.
Well, I must be careful what I say. Shall we say a nervous crease?
Nonsense. For as sane a person as any in the world.
Perhaps I've changed since I left you, Bill. Oh, no, I'd better not say that. It might give you an opportunity of saying I told you so.
You misjudge me. How long have you been back from Canada?
Oh, 3 or 4 months now. Freddie lost his job, you see. Oh, that is to say, he gave it up. It wasn't a very good one, and we neither of us liked Ottawa very much.
Why didn't you answer my letter?
I never got a letter.
Oh, didn't you? I addressed it to the aircraft firm in Ottawa and put please forward.
Oh. Well, we left rather hurriedly, you see, and I forgot to leave a forwarding address. What did you say in the letter, Bill?
Just that you could have your divorce if you still wanted it.
Oh.
Not getting a reply, I'm afraid I've taken no steps.
No. Well, that was generous of you, Bill. Still, I should have thought what you said before about the scandal would be even more operative now that you're a judge.
What I said before was exaggerated. I wanted to put every difficulty in your way that I possibly could.
Sit down, Bill. Now that you're here. It's nice to see you again. Will you have a cigarette?
No, thank you. Here, let me.
Thank you.
Has he deserted you?
He's playing golf at Sunningdale. He plays there a lot these days. I wonder you haven't run into him.
I haven't been to Sunningdale since.
You still feel so strongly.
You know I do.
I know you did. But after all this time... Well, I suppose 10 months isn't very long. I keep thinking it's so much longer.
Has it seemed so much longer?
Yes, Bill. Almost a lifetime.
Is he being unfaithful to you?
No.
He still loves you?
As much as he did 10 months ago.
And you still love him?
Yes, Bill. I still love him.
Is it money?
No, it isn't money.
He's still got a job?
Not as a test pilot. He gave that up some time ago. He's working in the city now, you know.
In a job in which they allow him to play golf on Mondays?
Well, it's a sort of freelance job, you see.
Yes, I see. What salary?
You're on the wrong track. All right, we do owe a month's rent, but money had nothing to do with it.
What was it, then?
Bill, I'm not in the witness box.
But you did try to kill yourself.
Well, the balance of my mind was temporarily disturbed. Isn't that the legal phrase?
What was it that disturbed the balance of your mind?
I don't know. A great tidal wave of illogical emotions.
Can you give a name to those emotions?
Yes, I suppose so. Anger, hatred, and shame. In about equal parts, I think.
Anger? At Paige?
Yes.
And hatred?
For myself, of course. Shame at being alive.
I see.
Do you?
No, I suppose I don't. Can I do anything to help?
No, Bill. Nobody can.
Well, at least I found you again.
Were you looking so very hard?
No. You see, rather foolishly, I thought my indifference would hurt your vanity.
Bill.
You must understand that I'm very inexperienced in matters of this kind.
So am I, Bill. Almost as inexperienced as yourself. I read Sybil's new book. I didn't think it was as good as her last. Tell me, is David very pompous now he's Solicitor General?
No, not very.
Is Alice still as gay as ever?
Yes.
Oh, I only wish I were as successful with Freddy's friends as I was with yours.
Aren't you?
Oh, no, on pub crawls I'm a terrible fish out of water.
Pub crawl?
You needn't look so shocked, Bill. There's nothing more respectable than pub crawls. More respectable or more unspeakably dreary.
Hester.
Yes?
It doesn't matter. The question I was going to ask is too big to put into a single sentence.
Perhaps the answer could be put into a single word.
We might disagree on the choice of that word.
Oh, I don't expect so. There are polite words and impolite words. They all add up to the same emotion. That's my latest painting over there.
Very nice. What were you angry with Paige about?
Oh, lots of things. Always the same thing.
What?
That word we were talking about just now. Shall we call it love? It saves a lot of trouble.
You said just now his feelings you hadn't changed.
They haven't, Bill. They couldn't, you see. Zero minus zero is still zero.
How long have you known this?
From the beginning.
But you told me.
I don't know what I told you, Bill. If I lied, I'm sorry. You must blame my conventional upbringing. You see, I was brought up to think that in a case of this kind, it's more proper for it to be the man who does the loving.
How in the name of reason could you have gone on loving a man who, by your own confession, can give you nothing in return?
Oh, but he can give me something in return. He even does from time to time.
What?
Himself.
Perhaps you're right, Hester. Perhaps there is no one who can help you.
Except myself, you were going to say.
Yes, I was.
I thought you were. I rather like this, don't you?
Yes. Are you selling it?
Oh, yes, I suppose so, if anyone will buy it.
I'll buy it.
No, you won't.
Why not?
Because I don't want you to, that's why not.
Hester, don't be childish. I like that picture.
Well, please leave the subject. I wanted your opinion, not your money. Who's that?
Miller.
Oh, this is the man who looked after me this morning. I'd better let him in.
All right.
I told you to stay in bed.
Well, thanks to your ministrations, Mr. Miller, I feel perfectly all right now. This is Sir William Collier, Mr. Miller.
Hello. Good day. Well, come and let me have a look at you, Mrs. Page.
Very well.
Tongue? Mm-hmm. Pulse? Hmm. You have a strong constitution. You should live to a ripe old age.
Barring accidents, of course.
Barring accidents, of course.
Mr. Miller, I'm very grateful to you for all you did for Mrs. Page.
You needn't be, Sir William. I did very little for Mrs. Page.
I take it, Mr. Miller, that you're not a qualified practitioner.
You take it quite correctly.
I only ask because a qualified doctor in a case of this rather delicate kind is strictly bound by a certain code.
Yes, I've heard of it. It's much the same as the English schoolboy's code, isn't it? No sneaking.
I congratulate you on your knowledge of our idioms, Mr. Miller.
Oh, I've spoken no other language since 1938, except for a year in the Isle of Man. Well, don't worry, Sir William. Or you, Mrs. Page. I won't sneak. I left a bottle of antiseptic in your bedroom. May I get it?
Please.
Thank you.
I don't think I like the look of him. I'm worried.
Oh, he looks too much like a blackmailer to be one.
I don't share your confidence. Damn it, we ought at least to have offered him a fee.
Well, he wouldn't accept it. You'd insult him.
I wonder. It's a fair test. Mr. Miller!
Mm-hmm.
If you were a qualified practitioner, there is one other thing. Your fee.
Thank you. I'll send you a receipt.
You win.
Well, the study of human nature is, after all, my profession. If there's any trouble from him, please get in touch with me at once.
Yes, Bill.
Well, I must go. I have to be in court in 15 minutes.
Did you come in the car?
Yes.
Still the Austin?
No, a new one. Or rather, an older one. But a Rolls.
I do like that picture very much.
You shall have it.
Thank you. What a very handsome present. Which reminds me, many happy returns of yesterday.
Oh. Thank you, Bill. Will you take it or shall I send it?
May I call for it?
When?
What time are you expecting Paige?
Not till about 7.
I'll come to tea.
About 5?
5:20.
Right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes. I wish you'd try to find a way I could help you.
I will try to find a way.
Hello, Hess. How's tricks? I've just done 93 down the Great West. Alvis, smashing job. Jackie Jackson gave me a lift. We gave up the idea of playing golf. It started to rain. It's pouring down at Sunningdale. By the way, a bloody red rose was just moving off from here as I came in. I wonder whose it is. Do you know? Do you think old Elton's lashed out and invested his life savings? I shouldn't be surprised, considering what he must make out of us.
Did you have a good weekend?
Not bad. Won both my matches. Took a fiver off Jackie. Match, bye, and bye-bye. He was livid. I wanted to double the stakes, but he wouldn't wear it.
How much did you win altogether?
7.
Can I have some of it? For Mrs. Elton?
I thought you were going to sell those pictures. Is there any coffee left?
I'm not now.
Why not?
I've given one away.
Well, that was a bloody silly thing to go and do, wasn't it?
Yes, I suppose it was.
Oh, hell. All right, you can have 3. I need the rest for lunch. I'm taking a South American to the Ritz. Get me giving lunch parties at the Ritz.
What South American?
A bloke I met at golf yesterday. Aircraft business. I got myself given the old intro to it, you know. One of England's most famous test pilots. DFC and Bar, DSO, all the old ex-Spitfire bull. He seemed impressed.
So he should.
Funny thing about gongs when you think what a lottery they were. They don't mean a damn thing in war except as a line shoot, but in peacetime they're quite useful. This bloke's worth bags of dough. He's got some sort of tie-up with Vickers over here, I think. He might fix something.
I hope so.
Anyway, he ought to be good for a touch. I say, do you know you haven't looked at me once since I came in?
Haven't I, Freddy?
Why's that?
I can remember what you look like.
I haven't done anything, have I?
No, Freddy. You haven't done anything.
You're not peeved about last night, are you? You see, the blokes wanted to play again today, and if I'd let them down...
It's all right.
You were funny on the phone, too, I remember. There wasn't any special reason you wanted me back to dinner last night, was there? Oh, my God! Many happy returns.
Thank you.
Oh, blast! I remembered it on Saturday, too. Had you arranged anything special for dinner?
No, nothing special. Just steak and a bottle of claret.
We'll have it tonight.
Yes.
Come on now, Hess. No more sulks, please. I've said I'm sorry. I can't say more, can I?
No, you can't say more.
Come on now. Give us a shot of those gorgeous blue orbs. I haven't seen them for 2 whole days. This is me, Freddie Page. Remember?
I remember.
Naughty to sulk with your Freddy. Go and get dressed. We'll have a quick one at the Belvedere to celebrate.
All right. Do you want me to lunch with your South American?
No, better not. I can shoot a better line without your beady eyes on me.
They were gorgeous orbs a moment ago.
They get beady in company. Go on, darling, hurry.
Yes.
Still love me?
I still love you.
Darling, where are you going to be between 5 and 6?
Nowhere special, why?
Do you mind being out? I've got someone coming in I want to see alone.
A customer?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go to that new club down the road.
Don't get sozzled either. Remember our dinner.
You shut up. Oh, damn. Hess, I'm out of cigarettes. Have you got any?
There are some on the table by the fireplace.
Ah, right. Here they are. And a letter. It's addressed to me.
Have you got them?
What? Yes, I've got them. Thanks. But it's too bloody silly, old boy. Just because I forgot her birthday.
But that's the sort of black I'm always putting up with, Liz.
I know, old boy. I tell you, Jackie, it knocked me ruddy flat.
Yeah, well, I can imagine.
My God, aren't women the end?
Where is she now?
Out looking for me, I shouldn't wonder. She was having her bath. After I read that letter, I ran downstairs to Ma Elton, and after that, I just did a bunk.
I had to have a drink quick. I mean, the whole thing's too damned idiotic.
Well, there must be something else. Have you had a lot of rows lately?
No. As a matter of fact, these last few months, I've been thinking we've been getting on better than before.
Well, there must have been some rows.
Well, very minor ones, nothing like the real flamers we had when we first started.
What were they about?
Usual things. Oh, damn it, Jackie, you know me. I can't be a ruddy Romeo all the time.
Who can?
Hell, it's not that I'm not in love with her too. Of course I am. Always have been, always will, I guess. But, well, moderation in all things. That's always been my motto. Have another?
Only a spot.
My God, it's so damned unfair. Supposing she'd pulled it off last night. Do you realise what everyone would have said? That I'd bust up a happy marriage and then driven Hess to suicide. I'd have been looked on as a ruddy murderer. This would have been front page stuff all over the ruddy news of the world, Jackie. And this read out in court. My God, I'd have been lucky to have got out without being lynched. I was thinking at lunch today at the Ritz. I'd never have been able to go into any restaurant again without people nudging and pointing.
Yes, I know. Oh, by the way, how did that go off, your lunch with Lopez?
Do you mind not changing the subject? Or if I'm boring you with this story, just say so and we'll have a cosy little chat about the weather.
I'm sorry. I only wanted to know if he'd offered you anything.
Yes. He offered me a job, all right.
Oh, good show.
Test pilot in South America.
Oh, Lord, I don't suppose you want to go to South America.
I don't want to go anywhere as a test pilot.
Oh, they say you were the tops.
I was, a year ago. Since then, things have changed a bit. This stuff isn't exactly what the doctor ordered for nerve or judgment. Besides, I'm too ruddy old. You're finished in that racket at 25. I've had flying for life. Want one?
No, thanks. Do you think you ought to?
I know I ought to. Why? Am I drunk?
No, it's only that I gather you've been at it most of the morning.
And I shall be at it most of the evening, too. I shall be at it until I've forgotten that this letter ever existed.
Doesn't it give you any clues?
Read it and see.
No, I don't think so.
Squeamish, aren't you?
Well, a thing like that, it's a bit private.
Oh, blasted private. It would have been read out in court by the coroner, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there is that, I suppose.
There is that, you suppose. All right. I'm the coroner. You're the public.
Look, Freddie,
now, listen.
Okay.
My darling, a moment ago, before I took the aspirin, I knew exactly what I wanted to say to you. I know that when you read this letter, any feelings you ever had for me, and you had some, will be driven out of your heart forever. Poor Freddie. Poor darling Freddie, I'm so sorry. Sorry. All right, here's your clue. You'll want to know why, and I'd so much like to make you understand, because if you understood, you might forgive. But to understand what I'm doing now, you must feel even a small part of what I'm feeling now, and that I know you can never do. Just accept that it isn't your fault. It really isn't, Freddie. Believe that. You can't help being as you are. I can't help being as I am. The fault lies with whichever of the gods had himself a good laugh up above by arranging for the two of us to meet. Forgive my bad writing. I think perhaps the drug is beginning.
Hello, Jackie.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Hess.
Can I have that letter?
Why?
It belongs to me.
There might be two views about that. It's got my name on the envelope.
An undelivered letter belongs, I should say, to the sender. Please.
Very well. What are you doing?
Tidying up.
Well, it's my whiskey. I paid for it.
Look, Hess, I really think I ought to be dashing along.
No, don't go, please. Freddie will be going out in a minute or two, and I expect he'd like you to keep him company. Darling, you hadn't forgotten about being out at 5, had you?
Yes, I had. What's the time now?
Getting on.
And of course you don't want your respectable art lover to see me in my present state.
I don't know anything about your present state, Freddy. I told you this morning I wanted you to be out.
I thought you'd given that picture away.
I have. I'm going to wrap it up.
Then what are you going to sell this bloke?
Whatever he wants to buy.
Ha, ha, ha.
Look, Freddy, old boy, I do think you ought to go and talk to her. I'll disappear.
I've got time enough to talk to her. I've got a whole blasted lifetime to talk to her. You stay.
Well, go easy on the scotch, old boy.
I've told you I need it. Delicious oblivion.
Look, Freddy, old boy, I don't want to be rude, but you don't think perhaps you might be dramatizing this thing a bit too much?
Dramatizing? She's the one that's dramatizing, that cool, calm, collected act just now. You saw it, that's dramatizing. She enjoys that. I'm just a poor bloke who's having a couple of drinks because he's feeling ruddy miserable.
Well, I don't suppose she can be feeling exactly happy herself, whatever you say about her act just now.
You heard that letter. Poor Freddy, you can't help being as you are. She's put her finger on it all right. What am I supposed to do, put that little trouble right? Pretend to be something different? That'd be a lot of help, wouldn't it?
I'm sorry, old boy. Perhaps I'm a bit out of my depth.
Out of your depth? I should bloody well think you are. I'm out of my depth, too, and it's a sensation I don't care for. My God. How I hate getting tangled up in other people's emotions. Hess says I've got no feelings. And perhaps she's right. But anyway, I've got something inside that can get hurt. The way it's hurt now. I don't enjoy causing other people misery. I'm not a ruddy sadist. Oh, come on. We'd better get weaving.
Excuse me. Is Mrs. Page in?
No, not at the moment. You're Mr. Miller, aren't you?
Yes. And you are Mr. Page?
That's right. Come on in. I want to talk to you.
Oh, thank you.
You looked after my wife this morning, didn't you?
Yes, I looked after Mrs. Page.
Oh, by the way, this is Jackie Jackson, Mr. Miller.
Yes.
I'd like to know how much she said to you. Mrs. Elton says you were with her alone. Do you know why she did it?
No.
If you like, I'll tell you.
No, Freddy.
She did it because I forgot her birthday.
Yes.
You don't look surprised.
I'm not. I assumed it was something of that kind.
Something so trivial?
Nothing can be called trivial that induces an operative desire to die.
But forgetting a birthday?
Yes, that is trivial.
Riddler, this bloke. All right. What's the real reason, then? What's behind the triviality?
I don't think you need me to tell you that.
I'd like to hear it, anyway.
Yourself, I should suppose.
Which just about makes me a ruddy murderer.
A ruddy neo-murderer.
Have a drink.
Yes, thank you.
What you've just said is a load of tripe.
Yes, very possibly.
My God, we've had this bottle. Look, let's continue this argument down the road. That new club opens at 4.
Look, Freddie, I think I ought to be getting along. Liz will be wondering.
Portrait of a happily married man, Mr. Miller. A man who can be fairly certain of coming home and not finding his loving wife lying in front of a gas fire.
Oh. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Just on my way, yes.
Well, must you go?
I'm afraid I must. You're turning us out of the flat anyway, aren't you?
Yes, but I hoped you'd keep Freddy company.
I'm afraid I can't, yes. I've got people coming in.
Bad luck, darling. No nurse for poor little Freddy Weddy. Unless, of course, Mr. Miller here would like to volunteer for the job.
No, I'm afraid I have some work to do.
What sort of work? Curing other people's love problems?
No. Sending out the list of the latest prices for the St. Ledger.
You a bookie?
Yes.
I should never have thought it. What price makeshift?
100 to 7.
I'll have 50 to 310. That's to say if you'll accept me as a client.
Oh, I'd submit your name to my proprietor.
That's not you.
Oh, no. I'm only one of his many assistants.
Well, cheerio, Freddy. Goodbye, Mr. Miller.
Goodbye. Give my love to Liz.
You better not give her my love, Jackie. From all account, it's pretty lethal.
Goodbye, Hess.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Freddy, I don't know that you should go out, you know.
I thought you wanted me out. Your customer.
Well, Mrs. Elton can give him a message. He can come back some other time. Why don't you go and have a good lie down?
No. I'm a good boy. When I'm told to go, I go. Can you lend me a shilling, Mr. Miller?
Yes,
thanks. Just in case I'm late for dinner, Hess.
Do you know where he's going?
To the new club down the road.
Are you really working, or was that just an excuse?
No, I'm really working.
Oh, dear.
He'll be happier by himself than with me, you know.
Why do you say that?
Because I seem to have become the embodiment of his conscience.
His conscience? You appear to have found something in him that I've missed.
They say that the eyes of love are blind.
Oh, they say that about the loved one's failings, not about his virtues.
Are these your canvases?
Yes. And my eyes aren't blind. They can see quite well.
Too well. To love with one's eyes open sometimes makes life very difficult.
Even unbearable.
No, I said difficult.
I don't like him being alone.
Oh, very well. I shall volunteer.
Thank you very much, Mr. Miller. I'm very grateful.
Oh, there's no need. Look, did you paint this?
Yes.
I only ask because it doesn't seem to be at all in the style of the others.
Oh, well, I did that when I was 17.
Indeed. That's interesting. Did you go to art school?
No.
Oh, a pity. There's a delicacy and a freshness about this which is very striking.
Hurry to Freddy, please, Mr. Miller. I'm very anxious.
Yes.
Bill, you're early.
I know. I came straight from court.
Well, I'm going, Sir William. I have an errand to perform for Mrs. Page. Oh, I was going to put this in the post. It's my receipt.
Ah.
Goodbye.
Oh, I ought to have asked you to phone me. Freddie came back unexpectedly and he's only just gone out.
I saw him just now.
Did he see you?
No, I was in the car just turning into the street. I put a newspaper up. He couldn't possibly have seen me. Besides, he was quite obviously drunk.
Oh? What makes you think that?
His passage down the street was rather erratic.
I don't think it could have been Freddy you saw, Bill. He only left the flat a moment ago.
Hester, how long has it been going on?
How long has what been going on?
In the old days, he hardly touched alcohol.
Is that so? I don't remember.
Of course you remember. He never drank at Sunningdale. He used to say it was bad for his judgment as a pilot.
Very well, then, Bill. If in the last 10 months Freddy's taken to drink, it must be I who've driven him to it.
And it's he who's driven you to suicide?
No. I drove myself there.
Hester, what's happened to you?
Love, Bill. That's all, you know. That thing you read about in your beloved Jane Austen and Anthony Trollope. Love. It droppeth as a gentle dew from heaven. Oh, no, that's not right, is it? It comforteth like sunshine after rain.
What an unfortunate quotation. Go on with it.
I can't. I've forgotten.
Love comforteth like sunshine after rain, and lust's effect is tempest after sun.
Tempest after sun. That would be very apt, wouldn't it? If it were all I felt for Freddy.
In sober truth, Hester, isn't it?
Oh, God, Bill, do you really think I can tell you the sober truth about what I feel for Freddy? I've got quite a clear mind. Too clear, I've just been told. And if it were only my mind that were involved. But in sober truth, Bill, in sober truth, neither you, nor I, nor anyone else can explain what I feel for Freddy. It's all far too big and confusing to be tied up in such a neat little parcel and labelled lust. Lust isn't the whole of life. And Freddy is, you see, to me, the whole of life. And of death too, it seems. Put a label on that if you can.
I wish Freddie hadn't drunk all the whiskey.
What made us choose Sunningdale that summer?
Well, it was your idea. You wanted the Gulf.
As you weren't keen, I remember. You'd have preferred the sea.
Yes.
You know, you never told me exactly how it first happened.
No. I suppose I didn't. It was the day you were playing for the President's Cup.
Oh, yes, I remember.
I came up to the golf club to fetch you to go on to that party at the Hendersons. You were still out playing. Freddie was there alone. He'd been chucked for a game and he was rather bad-tempered. I'd met him several times before, but I never paid much attention to him. I didn't even think he was particularly good-looking. And the RAF slang used to irritate me slightly, I remember. Such an anachronism now, isn't it? As dated as gadzooks or odds me life.
He does it for effect, I suppose.
No. He does it because his life stopped in 1940. He loved 1940, you know. Freddie's never been really happy since he left the RAF. Well, that day you were a long time over your game.
Yes, we were badly held up, I remember.
And Freddie and I sat on the veranda together for about an hour. For some reason, he talked very sincerely and rather touchingly about himself. How worried he was about his future. How his life seemed to have no direction or purpose. How he envied you, the brilliant lawyer.
It was good of him.
No, he meant it sincerely. Then, quite suddenly, he put his hand on my arm and murmured something very conventional about envying you for other reasons besides your career. I laughed at him and he laughed back like a guilty small boy. He said, "I really do, you know. It's not just a line. I really think you're the most attractive girl I've ever met." Something like that. I didn't really listen to the words because anyway I knew then in that tiny moment when we were laughing together that I had no hope. No hope at all.
Why didn't you talk to me about it?
What would you have said to me if I had?
What I say now. That what you're suffering from is no more than an ordinary and rather sordid infatuation. And how would you have answered that?
By agreeing with you, I suppose. But it wouldn't have made any difference.
It's fantastic to think what was caused by my decision to rent that damn villa.
Freddie and I would have met anyway. Look, I think it's time you went.
You believe in affinities?
I believe it was fated that Freddie and I should meet. Don't forget your present after all the trouble I've been to wrapping it up.
I thought it might be you. Not many people who come to this place have a big black rose. That's the same chauffeur, isn't it?
Yes.
Bill came to see me because someone telephoned to him about my accident.
Yes. You've heard about her accident, have you?
Yes.
Did you ever forget her birthday?
No.
No. I shouldn't think you were a forgetful type. You're a judge now, aren't you?
Yes.
Still making a packet of money?
A certain amount.
Still love Hess?
Don't listen to him, Bill. He's drunk. Freddie, go and lie down.
See how I'm bullied? I bet you were never bullied like
Freddie,
that.
Please try and behave yourself.
Am I behaving badly? I'm only asking the judge here a simple question. I'd rather like to know the answer. Still, I suppose it doesn't really matter.
I'm sorry, Bill.
That's all right.
I think perhaps you'd better go.
Yes. The answer to that question is yes, you know.
What?
The question Paige asked me just now. The answer is yes.
Bill, please don't.
I'm sorry. Sure you can cope with the situation?
Oh, heavens, yes. This is nothing.
He's changed a lot. He looks quite different.
hasn't been well lately.
No. Well, goodbye.
I'm sorry, Bill. I'm so sorry. Is there anything more I can say?
I don't think so.
Goodbye, Bill.
Goodbye, my dear.
Childish. Let me in.
Oh, well. Oh. You're looking very smart. You're going out somewhere?
Yes. To see a man about a job.
What man?
Lopez, I've just called him.
Lopez?
The South American I had lunch with.
Oh, yes, of course, I'd forgotten. How did it go off?
It went off all right.
Oh, good. You think you'll get the job?
Yes, I think so.
Let's have a look at you. Oh, darling, your shoes need a clean.
Oh, yes, I'll give them a rub.
No, take them off. I'll do them. I'll get the things.
Somehow or other, you always manage to get shoe polish all over your face. Lord knows how.
Now, where are they? Well, what's the job?
I suppose I must tell you.
Yes, Freddy, I think I'd like to know.
Look, Hess, I've got to talk for a bit now. It's not going to be easy, so don't interrupt. Do you mind? You always could argue the hind leg off a donkey, and just when I've got things clear in my mind, I don't want them muddled up again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Freddy, I must interrupt at once. The way you've been behaving this afternoon, how could you have things clear in your mind?
I'm all right now, Hess. I had a cup of black coffee, and after that, a bit of a walk. I know what I'm doing.
And what are you doing, Freddy?
Accepting a job in South America as a test pilot.
Test pilot? But you've said 100 times you could never go back to that. You said after that crash in Canada you had no nerve or judgment left.
Well, they'll come back. I had too many drinks that time in Canada, you know that.
Yes, I know that. So did the Court of Inquiry know that. Does this man Lopez know that?
No, of course not. He won't hear either. Oh, don't worry about my nerve and judgment, Hess. A month or two on the wagon and I'll be the old ace again, the old dicer with death.
Don't use that idiotic RAF slang, Freddy. Do you mind? This is too important.
Yes, it is important.
Whereabouts in South America?
Somewhere near Rio.
I see. Well, when do we start?
We don't.
We don't?
You and I don't. Hess, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm going alone.
Why, Freddy?
If I'm to stay on the wagon, I've got to be alone.
Have you?
Oh, hell, that's not the real reason. Listen, Hess, darling. You've always said, haven't you, that I don't really love you. Well, I suppose in your sense I don't, but what I do feel for you is a good deal stronger than I've ever felt for anybody else in my life, or ever will feel, I should think. That's why I went away with you in the first place. That's why I've stayed with you all the time, and that's why I must go away from you now.
That sounds rather like a prepared speech, Freddy.
Yes, I suppose it is a bit prepared. I worked it out on my walk. But it's still true, Hess. I'm too fond of you to let things slide. That letter was a hell of a shock. I knew often you were a bit unhappy. You often knew I was a bit down too, but I hadn't a clue how much the difference in our feelings had been hurting you.
It's asking too damn much of any bloke to go on as if nothing had happened when he knows now for a fact that he's driving the only girl he's ever loved to suicide.
Do you think your leaving me will drive me away from suicide?
That's a risk I shall just have to take, isn't it? It's a risk both of us will have to face.
Freddie, you mustn't scare me like this.
No scare, Hess. Sorry, this is on the level.
But you know perfectly well you feel quite differently in the morning.
No, I won't, Hess. Not this time. Besides, I don't think I'll be here in the morning.
Where will you be?
I don't know. Somewhere. I think I'd better get out tonight.
No, Freddie.
It's better that way. I'm scared of your arguing. I know this is right, you see. I know it. But with your gift of the gab, you'll muddle things up for me again and I'll be lost.
I won't, Freddie, I won't. I promise I won't. But you must stay tonight. Just tonight.
No, Hess.
Just tonight, Freddie. Only one night.
No, sorry, Hess.
Oh, don't be so cruel. How can you be so cruel?
Hess, this is our last chance. If we miss it, we're done for. We're death to each other, you and I.
That's not true.
It is true, darling. And you've known it longer than I have. I'm such a damn fool, and that's been the trouble, or I should have done this a long time ago. That's it, you know. It's written in great bloody letters of fire over our heads. You and I are death to each other. Now, give me my shoes. I must get out of here.
I've finished them.
They're all right. I'm sorry, Hess. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Please, don't cry. You don't know what it does to
me. Oh, not now. Not this minute. Not this minute, Freddie. You've got all your things here. You've got to pack.
I'll send for them.
You promised you'd come back for dinner.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, but you can't break a promise like that, Freddie. You can't. Come back just for our dinner, Freddie. I won't argue, I swear. And then if you want to go away afterwards,
I must go.
Freddie, come back. Don't go, Freddie. Come back. Don't leave me alone tonight. Not tonight. Freddie, don't leave me alone tonight.
Hello, dear. Just thought I'd pop up and see how you were. Mr. Page not in?
No, Mrs. Elton.
Don't you want the fire on? It's turned quite cold all of a sudden.
No, thank you.
Fancy not drawing the curtains. Oh, excuse me.
Good evening, Mrs. Welch.
Good evening, Mrs. Page. I just wondered if Philip was here by any chance.
Philip? Oh, your husband. No, why should he be?
Well, I thought perhaps Mr. Page was back. And...
Is he with him?
Yes, I think so.
Where?
Well, I don't know. They've been gone nearly 2 hours now, and it's well past 11.
How did you meet him?
We were having our dinner at the Belvedere, and Mr. Page was in the bar, and then he came up and sat at our table. He gave us a brandy each. Then after that, he asked Philip to go with him to this new club for a few moments.
Which new club?
The Crow's Nest.
Oh, how was he?
Do you mean, was he...
drunk, yes.
Well, I wouldn't actually say drunk. Of course, that was 2 hours ago. I know it's awfully silly of me, but I'm not very good at being left alone.
No, of course not, Mrs. Welsh. I understand. Well, you mustn't worry. I expect your husband will be back very soon.
Yes, I expect so. If he comes in here, send him straight up, won't you?
I will. Good night.
Good night.
The Crow's Nest. I remember, Mrs. Elton, a card came. Here it is. The Crow's Nest. Hello? Oh, is Mr. Page there? Page? Yes. Oh. How long ago? Half an hour? I see. Do you know where he went? No, that's all right. If he comes back, will you tell him his wife called? Oh, no, wait, don't tell him anything at all. Yes, that's right. Good night.
I can't understand how he could go and do a thing like that, leaving you alone tonight after what happened.
Mrs. Elton, haven't you got some work to do?
Yes, dear, plenty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be unkind.
Oh, you don't need to tell me. You're not that sort. Oh, good evening, Mr. Miller. You're back from your work early?
Yes. How are you tonight, Mrs. Page?
Quite well, thank you. Do you usually work as late as this?
Sometimes.
What have you got in that formidable-looking bag?
It's nothing. Nothing at all. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, Mr. Miller, I wonder if you'd just have a look at Mr. Elton. He's bad again.
Yes, I'll come down in 5 minutes.
Thank you ever so much.
You shouldn't have asked him about the bag, dear. He hates to tell.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't really curious. I was just talking for the sake of talking.
If I were you, dear, I'd go to bed. I'll bring you a nice warm drink.
No, thank you.
Well, I'll get Dr. Miller to give you one of his sleeping pills.
He is a doctor, of course, isn't he?
Well, he was.
I see. I knew he'd been in trouble.
How, dear?
Fellow feeling, I suppose.
Yes, he was in trouble once. Bad trouble. Don't say I told you, will you? Poor Mr. Miller, so ashamed of people knowing.
Did he tell you about it?
No, dear. Just after he'd come here, there was a letter for him addressed to Kurt Muller, M.D. Then, of course, I remembered the case, because there'd been quite a lot in the papers about it. Of course, I didn't let on to him I knew, but he guessed I did all right. It was quite soon after that he volunteered to look after Mr. Elton. I think it's a wicked shame the way they treated him. Imagine a man like that being a bookmaker's clerk. There's waste for you, if you like.
Why did he take the job?
Because beggars can't be choosers, dear. He's got to eat, hasn't he? But he goes and works every night in a hospital for infantile paralysis. Unpaid, of course. That was his speciality before. Apparently he was working on some sort of treatment.
Won't he ever get back on the medical register?
Oh, no. Not a hope, I should say, dear. What he did wasn't the sort of thing people forgive very easily.
Have you forgiven it, Mrs. Elton?
Oh, well, I see far too much of life in this place to get upset by that, so... I can hear him on the stairs.
I'll go down and get Mr. Elton ready, shall I?
Yes.
I wonder if you'd be kind enough to give Mrs. Page one of your sleeping pills.
Oh, I thought of that myself.
Good. Well, good night, dear. If you want anything, just give me a ring.
Good night, Mrs. Elton.
Well, here you are, Mrs. Page. Take these two in a glass of water.
Thank you, Doctor.
I've asked you before not to call me that.
Oh, I keep forgetting. I'm sorry.
Are you going to bed now?
In a moment.
Well, don't let that moment be too long.
Everyone's very solicitous of me this evening.
Well, are you surprised? Voices carry on the stairs of this house.
Freddy's and mine.
Indeed.
Huh. Everyone heard us, I suppose. What should I do?
What makes you think that I can tell you?
How near did you come to the gas fire once?
Mrs. Elton.
Hmm? Oh, you mustn't be angry with her. She's your friend. Besides, why should you mind my knowing?
You asked my advice. Take those pills and sleep tonight. And in the morning, go on living.
I don't apologize. I've got to see you.
I'm just on my way out, Sir William. Yes, Mrs. Page. That is the most specific advice I can give you, I'm afraid. Good night.
I had to show you this letter.
From Freddy? When did it come?
I don't know. I gather he dropped it in the box without ringing the bell. It is true, I suppose.
Yes, it's true.
When?
This afternoon, just after you'd left.
What was the reason?
What happened last night. That's why he was drunk this afternoon. He said we were death to each other.
In vino veritas?
He wasn't so drunk when he said that.
Then he has more perception than I gave him credit for. What's he going to do?
He's taken a job as a test pilot in South America.
I see. I'm awfully sorry for you, Hester.
That's all right. It's bound to happen one day, I suppose.
I have a faint inkling of how you must be feeling at this moment.
You're looking very smart. Where have you been?
At home. I had some people in to dinner.
Oh, who?
Olive, the president, an American judge and his wife.
Was Olive in good form?
Fairly. She said one very funny thing.
What was it?
Now I come to think of it, it's not all that funny. It must have been the way she said it. She told the American judge she had a face like an angry Cupid.
An angry Cupid? Just here. An angry Cupid.
Oh, Hester, please, if only I could say something that would help you. I know this must be small comfort to you at the moment, but this must be for the best. You yourself spoke of an evil affinity, didn't you?
I'm awfully sorry, Bill. I couldn't help it.
You must get out of this flat as soon as possible. In fact, I think you'd better leave here tonight.
Tonight?
You were alone here last night, weren't you?
Where could I go?
Well, I could make a very tentative suggestion. In fact, the suggestion that Freddie makes in that letter.
No, Bill, that's impossible.
Why? Have you forgotten what I told you this afternoon?
Stop it, Bill, please.
Well, what's the future to be?
I haven't thought yet.
Don't you think you should?
Oh, I'll stay on here until I can find somewhere else. Well, I'll try and take a studio if I can. Then I'll be able to work harder. If I can't sell my paintings, I'll get a job.
What sort of job?
Well, there must be something I can do.
And you contemplate living alone for the rest of your life?
I don't contemplate anything, Bill. I'm not exactly in a contemplative mood.
When you are, I'd like you to contemplate a very different future.
Bill, please, I've asked
you. Hester, for God's sake, don't you realize what I'm offering you?
And don't you realize how difficult it is for me to refuse?
Then why do you refuse?
Because I must. I can't go back to you as your wife, Bill, because I no longer am your wife. We can't wipe out this last year as if it had never happened. Don't you understand that?
I only understand that I'm even more in love with you now than I was in our wedding day.
Oh, I'm simply a prized possession that's now become more prized because it's been stolen, that's all.
What are you saying?
Bill, you force me to say these things. Do you think I enjoy hurting you of all people? Oh, I'm not denying you married for love. For your idea of love. And so did I for my idea. The trouble is they weren't the same ideas. You see, Bill, I had more to give you. Far more than you ever wanted from me.
How can you say that? You know I wanted your love.
No, Bill, you wanted me simply to be a loving wife. There's all the difference in the world.
Do you imagine I believed that story just now about a studio and a job? Do you think I don't know exactly how you visualize your future? You'll never give him up, Hester. You can't. If you send me away now, you're lost. Hester, my darling, you can say what you like about my feelings for you, but I'm offering you your only chance of life. Why can't you accept? It worked quite happily once.
Yes, it did.
Well, then.
You see, Bill, I'm not any longer the same person. You'd better go. I'll be all right.
You still want your divorce, then?
Yes. I think it'd be best.
There'll be a lot of things to discuss. Business things.
Yes, I suppose there will.
At the moment, are you really all right for money?
Yes, Bill, thank you. Perfectly all right.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye. Mr. Welsh, how did you get in?
It's Paige. You see, he lent me a key. He wanted me to pick up his suitcase for tonight.
Where's he going tonight?
Somewhere in the West End.
Greek Street?
I don't know.
I see. How long have you been with him?
Since 9.
And he can do a lot of talking in 3 hours, especially when he's drunk.
He's not drunk. At least, what he says makes sense.
Does it?
Lady Collier, may I say something? Paige has been very frank with me, very frank indeed. So I know the whole situation, you see, and I do understand what you must be feeling at this moment.
Do you, Mr. Welsh?
I do think you ought to sort of try and steel yourself to what I'm quite sure is the best course for both of you. I mean, without trying to be preachy or anything, it is really the spiritual values that count in this life, isn't it? I mean, the physical side is really awfully unimportant, objectively speaking, don't you think?
Objectively speaking. Well, it's very kind of you, Mr. Welsh, to give me this advice. I'm very grateful.
That's all right. I'm glad you didn't fly at me for it. Well, may I have the bag now, please?
Yes. Through that door. Where did Freddy tell you to take that bag? To a station somewhere or back to the White Angel?
Back to the White Angel. Back to where he is.
Would you mind putting that bag down there and going now?
I'm afraid I can't do that. I promised him I'd bring it to him, you see.
I'm sorry for that melodramatic gesture, but I've got to detain you for a moment or two, I'm afraid. I won't keep you long. There's the remains of a bottle of claret there, if you'd like it.
No, thank you.
Hello? White Angel? Is Mr. Page there? Mr. Page? That's right. Oh, he is. Mrs. Jackson. There's an awful lot of noise in there. Hello? Darling, it's Hester. No, don't ring off. No scene, I promise. I just wanted to know about the job. Did you see the man? Oh, good. Well done. How soon? As soon as that? Oh. Look, darling, Mr. Welsh is here for your bag. Only it hasn't got half of what you want for 3 days. What did you want done with the rest of your things? The cloakroom at Charing Cross? I see. Yes. Look, Freddy, there's one last thing I wanted you to do for me. Come and collect your bag yourself. Well, just to say goodbye, that's all. No, I won't. I promise I won't. On my sacred, solemn word of honour, I won't try and make you stay. I just want to see you again, that's all. Freddy, Freddy, trust me. For pity's sake, Freddy, don't ring off. Don't. You can go now.
Well, good night.
Good night, Mr. Welsh. Oh, by the way, your wife's rather worried about you. Perhaps you'd better slip up and see her before you go out again.
Yes, I will. You're all right alone, aren't you? I mean, you're not going to do anything silly tonight. You must have learnt your lesson from last night.
Yes, I've learnt my lesson.
I'm awfully sorry, really I am.
Thank you.
I think he ought to have come to fetch his things himself.
So do I.
Although, of course, I do understand him not wanting to come round when he thought you might try and stop him. But still, after you gave him your sacred, solemn word of honour just now...
It might add to your appreciation of spiritual values, Mr. Welsh, if I told you that I haven't the smallest intention of keeping my sacred, solemn word of honour. If Freddy had come this evening, I would have made him stay. Of course, he knew that perfectly well. And that's why he wouldn't come.
What?
Take the bag to Freddy now. Have you got enough money for a taxi?
Yes, thank you. Should I give Paige any sort of message from you or anything?
Just my love. The window. The meter. My bag. Oh, it's no shilling. Oh, yes, he left me one. Yes, it's here. I must block up the door. Rug.
No. Pills Miller gave me. Yes? Who is it?
Miller.
Well, I'm just going to bed. What do you want?
I want to see you.
Won't it keep until the morning?
No.
Determined not to be disturbed?
I usually lock my door at night.
Except you didn't last night.
I was just going to take your pills.
So I see.
Do you think they're strong enough, Dr. Millard? Could you let me have another two or three in case they don't work?
A moment, please.
I said, could you let me have
yes, I heard you. So the answer is no.
Why not?
I've been involved enough with the police. I don't want to be accused now of giving drugs to a suicidal patient.
Aren't you letting your imagination run away with you, Doctor?
No. I want those pills back, please.
Why?
If you put a rug down in front of a door, it's wiser to do it when the lights are out.
Why are you spying on me? Why can't you leave me alone?
I'm not trying to decide for you whether you live or die. That choice is yours, and you have quite enough courage to make it for yourself.
Courage?
Yes, yes, courage. It takes courage to condemn yourself to death.
That's not true.
Most suicides die to escape. You're dying because you feel unworthy to live.
How can anyone live without hope?
Easily. To live without hope can mean to live without despair.
Those are just words.
Words can help you if your mind can only grasp them. Your Freddy has left you. He's never going to come back again. Never in the world, never.
I know. That's what I can't face.
Yes, you can. That word, never. Face that. And you can face life. Get beyond hope. It's your only chance.
What is there beyond hope?
Life. You must believe that. It's true. I know.
You can still find some purpose in living.
What purpose?
Well, you have your work at the hospital.
For me, the only purpose in life is to live it. My work at the hospital is a help to me. That is all. And haven't you got your work, too?
Oh, my painting. There's no escape for me through that.
I'm not an art expert, but I believe there is talent here. Just a spark. Which, with a little feeding, might become a little flame. And the world is a dark enough place for even a little flicker to be welcome.
Thank you.
I'd like to buy that picture. How much?
It's a gift. For your kindness.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Doctor.
No, not Doctor, please.
Good night, my friend.
I could wish that you meant that. It might be that my need for friends was as great as yours.
What makes you so sure that I don't mean it?
I hope that I may be given a proof that you do. By tomorrow morning. Surely I have the right to feel sad if I lose a newfound friend. Especially one whom I so much like and respect.
Respect?
Yes, respect.
Please don't be too kind.
Listen to me. To see yourself as the world sees you may be very brave, but it can also be very foolish. Why should you accept the world's view of you as a weak-willed, neurotic, better dead than alive? You alone know how you have felt. And you alone know how unequal the battle has always been that your will has had to fight.
If you could find me one single reason why I should respect myself, even a little.
Hello.
Hello.
That reason you must find for yourself. Good night.
He seems quite a good bloke, old Miller.
Yes, he does. Did you come for your bag?
Yes.
That boy took it with him.
Oh.
Oh. Come in, Freddie. Don't stand in the door. How are you feeling now?
All right.
Thank you for coming.
That's okay. I shouldn't have sent the kid anyway, I suppose.
When exactly are you off to Rio?
Thursday, I told you.
Oh, yes, of course. By boat?
No, flying.
Oh, yes, of course. By the Azores, isn't it?
No. London, West Africa, then across to Natal.
Sounds exciting.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, by the way, about the rent, those clubs will fetch 30 or 40 quid. They'll take care of old Ma Elton and the few odd bills.
Where do you want them?
No, I can't fly them.
I'll pack the rest of your things tonight and get them round to Charing Cross in the morning.
There's no hurry. What are you going to do, Hess?
I'm not quite sure yet, Freddie. I'll probably stay on here for a bit.
You'll go on with your painting, will you?
Yes, I think so. As a matter of fact, I might even go to an art school and start from the beginning again.
Good idea. It's never too late to begin again, isn't that what they say?
Yes, they do.
Well.
Well. Goodbye, Freddie.
Goodbye, Hess. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, too.
I'm going to miss you, Hess.
Goodbye.
That was The Deep Blue Sea by Terence Rattigan. Hester was played by Isabel Dean and Freddie by Michael Byrne. Philip Welsh was played by Richard Kay, Anne Welsh by Jane Knowles, Mrs. Elton by Judith Hart, Sir William Collier by John Rowe, Mr. Miller by Manning Wilson, and Jackie Jackson by Basil Moss. The play was produced by Christopher Venning.